The following talk is from St. Michael's Fulwell, a gospel-centered community for Fulwell, Teddington, and beyond. Our passion is to see every life following Jesus. For more information, visit our website, stmichaelsfulwell.co.uk.
And we are going to hear a little bit more in just a moment from Johnny about why the present, the baby Jesus, is so, so wonderful and so full of joy for us. And in order to help us do that, I'm going to invite Luke and Lucas to come and give us our reading. Now, I've realized it would be brilliant if Luke and Lucas were reading to us from the Gospel of Luke, but they're not. They're reading from the Gospel of John, but that's absolutely brilliant anyway. So we're going to hear from John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 14 to 17.
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up,
that everyone who believes in may have eternal life in him.
For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save through the world through him.
Wonderful, guys. Thank you so, so much. Grab a seat. And everyone get ready to listen in, because I'm going to hand over to Johnny.
Fantastic. Good work. Now, I don't know how your preparations for Christmas are going, whether you've done much or any of your Christmas shopping yet, but I wonder if you have anybody that you want to buy a present for and you're having the same sort of problem that Jen and Millie in the Nativity had. Someone that they love, they feel is very special to them, and they want to give them the perfect gift to show them how special they are to them. Maybe you're having that problem as you're getting ready for Christmas. Now, I'm actually having that problem as well, okay? I've got a good friend. His name's David, and he often helps out doing the sound at church. And I want to give him a really special present so I can show him how much he means to me. But I'm struggling to find the right thing. I've got a few ideas. I'm going to get them out. I put them under the tree. And maybe you can... I have some volunteers to unwrap them. And you can tell me, is this the kind of gift that says to David, David, I think you're wonderful, and that communicates that really well. Okay, so who would like to open the first gift? And you can tell me whether you think it's a good option or not. David, do you want to come up? Wonderful. What is it?
Harry, guys.
A nice pack of Harry. What do you think, Tabby? Is that a gift that says, you are amazing, I think you're so, so special, a little pack of Harry Bows?
I think a gigantic one.
Okay, Tabby, fantastic. Grab a seat. That's very helpful. You can't. I'm going to hold on to these. Now, this was my first option, a little bag of Haribo that cost me about 10p. But Tabby was saying, it's not very big. It hasn't really cost you very much. I just bought it with 10p I found down the back of the sofa. So it's not a present that really communicates that it's very special. So maybe the bag of Haribo isn't a good idea, but that's helpful to know. I've got one more present. Who would like to unwrap it? There's lots of people. You don't get to keep it, but it's good to unwrap presents. Do you want to come and help, Michelle? Well done. Let's see what this is. So the little pack of Haribo, that's not a goer. What's the next option? Do you know what this is? A dog ball. That's a really great dog ball. Do you think that's a good idea for David?
No, because he's not a dog.
He's not a dog? And he hasn't got a dog? That's really helpful. Charlotte, grab a seat. So even though this is a great present for someone who might have a dog, or might be a dog, actually, it's not a great present for David because he doesn't. He's not a dog. He doesn't have a dog. So it's not really something that's useful to him. He doesn't need it. Okay. So the Haribo's not working. The dog toy's not working. One more present. Who wants to unwrap it? Platon, why don't you come up and open it? Nice polo shirt. What do you think?
It's red.
It's one of my old ones. Do you think that says, David, I think you're amazing, I think you're great, I really value our friendship? Why not? I wore it a bit too much, didn't I? Maybe you're right. Platon, thank you. Grab a seat. So, well done, grab a seat. Now, of those three presents, they weren't good. The first one was too cheap. It didn't really cost me anything, that little bag of Haribo. The dog toy, he doesn't need that. That's not something that David needs. And this polo shirt, it just doesn't communicate love, does it? To give someone something that looks like that. So if I want to find the perfect present for David, I need to think of something that actually is a bit costly. It costs something, a bit more than a little bag of Haribo. Something that he needs, that is useful for him, and something that says, David, I care about you, I value you. We learn at the end of the Nativity, that wise man took Jen and Millie to the baby Jesus and said, if you're looking for the best Christmas present this Christmas, Jesus is the perfect Christmas present. And we're going to see from that passage in the Bible that Jesus is the perfect Christmas present because he's not cheap. It's a really costly present for God to give us Jesus. It's not like the dog toy. It's what we need, and he does that because he loves us. So let's think about that first thing. It's costly. I've got a little quiz. Chat to the person next to you. I've got three pictures that are about to come up. Four pictures. These are present suggestions on Amazon. We've got some UGG boots, an air fryer, a Tommy Hilfiger watch, and some Calvin Klein men fragrance. We're thinking about cost. Which of those is the cost the most if you were to buy those on Amazon? Which is the next? Chat to the person. You've got 20 seconds to decide. You guys know how you've ranked them. It's very hard to get answers when we're going for a rank system. So I'm going to tell you the answers, and you can cheer if you got it right and be very disappointed if you got it wrong. So we'll start with the cheapest one. So the cheapest one is the men's fragrance by a long way. The other three are very close. The next cheapest is the watch. And then the next, well, the second most costly is the UGG boots. Incredibly expensive. And then the air fryer is the most expensive option. There you go. We've said we're thinking about cost. Those are just the costs of spending money. How much does it cost if you go on Amazon? But that isn't the only thing that can cost us when we buy a present. Because imagine someone, a bit like the shepherds were suggesting, knitted you a woolly jumper, and you knew that took them days and days and days. They might not have spent loads and loads of money, but that's cost them loads of time and effort. Or what about someone that knows you want a ticket to a concert or a sports game, and to get that, they have to queue for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours so they can give you that gift. Again, it might cost a bit of money, but there's huge cost in the amount that they're willing to give you in order that they can give you that special present. We've said Jesus is the perfect Christmas present. What was the cost to God to give us his son, Jesus? We read about it in the reading we had read, and it says this. It says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Now that doesn't sound like a huge cost, being lifted up. But at Christmas, we celebrate that God sent his son Jesus into the world. He was in heaven, on his throne, with God the Father. He had everything, and he chose to give that up, take on the nature of a human being, born into poverty in Bethlehem, in a stable. Already, that is a huge cost. But when that verse there says that he was lifted up, it's not saying that's a good thing. It's saying that he was going to be lifted up on a cross and die. That is the cost that Jesus paid to give us himself, that God paid as he gave us his son. More than any money, any time, any effort, Jesus, the cost of that present was his life. So we're told that the first reason is that the gift of Jesus is costly. Thank you. What about, secondly, we're thinking about how the gift of Jesus is needed. Now, let me tell you about four people. We're going to see pictures of them coming up. There we go. The top left, we have there Emily. Emily loves playing in the sun, but she hates it when the sun goes in her eyes because it's too bright. Then we have on the trampoline, Mary. She likes trampolining, but she fell off and she hurt herself once. So it's a bit scary going on the trampoline now. We also have Harry. He loves building towers, but he builds towers so high that he can't get high enough to put any more bricks on top to make them taller. And then we have Alice with her teddy. She loves her teddy, but it's starting to fall apart and the stuffing's coming out. Okay? Here's four present ideas. Hands up if you can tell me who would be a good person to give the present to. Don't worry if you can't remember their names. So, first present idea is a trampoline net. Who would that be a good person to give that present to? Yes. Mary, I'm just checking her name. Yeah, Mary falls off a trampoline. That is correct. Now she has the net and she stays on the trampoline. Fantastic. What about this next present? A little step ladder. Who might that be a great present for? What do you think, Theo? Harry, great remembering of the names. Yes, Harry, who builds his blocks, his towers, but he can't get to the top. Now he's got a stepladder, he can go even higher. What about the next one? These are little teddy bear patches. Who might it be really good to give a teddy bear patch to, Dara? What was the name? It was Alice, because her teddy was falling apart. Great stuff. You can sew the patch on or get someone to help her. Then the teddy's fixed. What about the last one? Some cool sunglasses. Who would that be really good to have? Yes. Yes, the top left. Can't remember her name either. It was Emily, who doesn't like the glare in her eyes. So she gets her the sunglasses, she can play in the sun, and she's happy. So those are four examples of gifts where the person that gets them is something they really, really need. Unlike me giving David a chew toy. Now, we've got all different things that we need, but the Bible says there's one need that we all have. So if you look at verse 16, if you've got your Bible open, it says that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Shall not perish or die, but have eternal life. And the Bible tells us that every one of us will die. So that is a need that we all have. For someone to give us life, even though we are going to die. That's a need we all have. And the gift of Jesus is one that gives us not just life, but we see at the end of verse 15 and the end of 16, eternal life. The gift of Jesus means that when we die, because Jesus has died and come back to life again, we can also come back to life and have eternal life. That means life that goes on forever and life that is fantastic. Forever and fantastic life. Eternal life. So the gift of Jesus is the best gift because it's costly, because it's needed. It meets our need. But also, it's loving. Imagine when you get your present. I don't know if you guys do this, but sometimes there's labels. And often we only look at it to see if it's our name on the label. But imagine you read the label and someone had written this on your label for your Christmas present. "To Johnny, my mum said I had to get you a present, so here you go." How am I going to feel if I get a present like that? You're like, great, that's fine, well, thank you, but it's not very kind. Okay, what about this one? "To Johnny, I thought if I got you a present, you might get me one, so I did." What does that communicate if someone gives you a present and says that? Yeah, well, they're not giving it because they love you or they care about you. What about this one? "To Johnny, I find you really annoying, but I feel bad because I was mean to you the other week, so hoping this makes me feel less bad." Is that a nice thing to get on a present? None of those labels say, "I actually care about you and I love you." They've given gifts, but for completely different reasons. What we want to get is a label that says something like this: "To Johnny, I got you a present because you're a great friend and I love you lots." Now, we've said that Jesus is the best possible Christmas present. Why did God give us Jesus? Why did he send Jesus for us? Now, we might know what we think the answer is, but we might find ourselves thinking, well, that is what God does. That's just what he's meant to do. That's his job. God gives us the things that we need, even if it costs him something. He just does it. That's what God does. It's his job. But that is not why God gives us Jesus. Verse 16 tells us, "For God so loved the world." That is why God gave us the amazing present of Jesus, because he loves us. It's not a name badge label that says, "I got you this because I'm God, I meant to." It would say, to whoever you are, here is Jesus because I love you so much. That feeling you get when you get a present, you open it, and it is the perfect present. And you look at the person and think, wow, you got me this present because you love me so, so much. That is how we should feel when we see Jesus, the baby that God has given to us at Christmas. Well, that is really helpful. I can see now that my three presents here for David, they weren't good. I want a present that is costly, that costs something. Not like the Haribo. I want something that he needs, not like a dog toy. And I want something that says that I love him, I care about him, not like that T-shirt. So actually, I've managed to find a really good present for Dave, which I think does all these three things. So that's really exciting. Oh, David's back. David, thank you.
Johnny, wait. Are you still talking? Well, it's almost lunchtime. I've been listening to you talk all week, and seriously, it's just, I'm bored of it. Can you just wrap this up? We all want to go for lunch. We've had enough. I'm going to go for lunch, and we'll maybe chat next week once we've had some time apart, okay?
I just got David the perfect present that I'm ready to give him for Christmas. That it's really costly. It's something he really needs. It says to him, I love you. You're such a good friend. Do you think he deserves that present? After the way he spoke to me? No. He doesn't deserve that present, does he? Here's the thing. The Bible says that none of us deserve the present that God gives us in Jesus. Verse 17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." It's saying that we would imagine if God himself came into the world, what would he do to all of us? Given all the things that we do to each other, the things we say to each other, the way we treat each other, the horrible things, well, surely God would come. What we deserve is for him to condemn us, to judge us, to say, you don't deserve my love and kindness. That's what we deserve. But actually, the amazing gift of Jesus is completely undeserved. More than any other person in the world, none of us deserve the amazing gift of Jesus. But God still gives it to us. So, why is Jesus the ultimate, the best, the greatest Christmas present ever? God gives us Jesus at a huge cost. He gives up the riches of heaven and dies on the cross. It's something we need. We are all going to die. But in Jesus, we have the amazing gift of eternal life, forever and fantastic life. It comes from love. He does that because he loves us, even though we are completely undeserving. When I give David his present, what's he going to do with it? He's going to open it. And that is what the Bible says we should do with the gift that God gives us in Jesus. You wouldn't leave a present you've been given under the Christmas tree. But God has given us this amazing gift for us to open, to accept, to say to God, thank you, I want to accept this gift so I can enjoy this eternal life, this forever and fantastic life with God forever. So let's not ignore it. Let's not leave it unwrapped, but open it and say thank you to God for it. Let me say a prayer. Dear God, thank you so much that Jesus is the best possible gift we could receive at Christmas. Thank you for the cost of him giving his life for us. Thank you so much that it's something that we need, eternal life. Thank you that you give it to us because you love us, even though we don't deserve it. Help us to think about this Christmas, and decide, is this a gift we want to open and accept or leave unwrapped under the Christmas tree? Amen.